Love is one of the most enduring topics in human history, featuring in music, art, poems, and novels. Love is something humans seek, yearn for, and long to experience. But how often do we ever stop to consider what is love and when we truly give or receive love? Hello, I'm Liz Watt. Welcome back to my channel. Today, I'm going to explore the definition of love. In particular, what society tells us love is and what we've learned to believe love is, why love is not an emotion, and what then love is. Let's get started. So love is often presented to humanity as an emotion, experience, or something we feel inside about something or someone, including ourselves. But that's just a part of it. Love is a word used to describe a range of feelings, attitudes, or states, including levels of calm, bliss, affection, pleasure, enjoyment, or other heightened states of attachment towards another person, being, or thing. We can have parental love towards a child, romantic love towards a partner, platonic love to a friend, or love of an object or thing. So this array of emotional states and versions of love can create confusion. It's essential to understand then the essence of love and how this affects the way we live and relate to other people, beings, things, and ourselves. Now, as an emotion, love is a physical state and a way of being. It's the way our body feels inside as a response to the energetic frequency of what we sense externally, or the thoughts that we have internally about what we sense externally. In response to the energetic frequency that we perceive, our brain releases a series of chemicals into our body that create sensations and feeling inside that we call emotions. So we label a certain combination of these chemicals and resultant feelings as love. Love of another is therefore our internal response to the energetic frequency of an external condition, situation, behavior, or action. So when we approve of or are attracted to and like the way another person, being, or thing presents itself in the world, the energetic frequency resonates with our own. They reflect our energetic frequency back to us. We connect with it and it feels safe. We feel calm and relaxed inside, connected, and we want to move towards them or it. As this affection and energetic attraction grows and we feel better inside, we often start to call it love. Now, when we disapprove of and dislike the way another person, being, or thing presents itself to the world, their energetic frequency kind of clashes with our own. They reflect an energetic frequency back to us. We disconnect with it and it feels unsafe. We feel agitated and disturbed inside, disconnected and separated, and we want to move away from them or it or whatever it is. In modern society, we often view love as mostly conditional or transactional. So we've been taught to show our love through our level of acceptance, affection, and movement towards a partner, friend, child, animal, object, or thing. And this is based on how it makes us feel. If you want to learn a bit more about emotions, check out the episode, What Are Emotions and Where Do They Come From? Links in the description. So what we're talking about here is conditional love. Conditional love is accepting or moving towards another when they meet our needs and act in our best interests and make us feel good. When someone acts or behaves in a way that aligns with who we are, our needs, and makes us feel safe, we feel calm, relaxed, and good, and we move towards them. When someone acts or behaves in a way that does not align with who we are, our needs, and makes us feel unsafe, we feel agitated, anxious, stressed, and alert, and we move away from them. So if a child behaves, gets good grades, and chooses a sensible career, and you feel calm and relieved, you give them approval and affection, and they feel accepted and loved. If a child wants to drop out of school and start a band, and this contradicts with all your beliefs about security and success, you'll feel agitated and anxious. You'll be disapproving and you'll reject them, and they will not feel your love. If a partner buys flowers and prepares romantic dates and makes you the center of their world in a way that makes you feel wanted, accepted, and good, you'll approve. You'll act affectionately and with love and move towards them. But if a partner suddenly yells and gets violent, you'll feel scared, anxious, disconnected, and unsafe and withdraw your affection, and they will not feel your love. So the energetic frequency of how you feel about the external state of another is reflected in your actions, behaviors, and attitudes towards them. They will feel how you feel. The recipient of conditional love is left thinking they must compromise who and what we are, and we must act in ways that please another to receive their love and affection. We discard ourselves and our needs for the needs of another who needs us to be well behaved or do or think certain things. And in doing so, we will receive their conditional love. Now, unconditional love suggests giving approval and affection and moving towards another person, being, or thing, regardless of who they are or what they do. The human approach to conditional love has prompted relationships in which individuals must fight for affection, approval, and to have their needs met. As a result of this, many people have children or enter relationships to try to have their own needs met with very little consideration for the needs of the child or the partner. We believe that others will meet a need we have. Now, unconditional love teaches us that if we accept, allow, approve, and move towards one another, regardless of who they are, the conditions and expectations they place on us, what they do or how they treat us, then they will feel our unconditional love. We will eventually receive and experience their unconditional love in return. Now, this is rarely the case. These relationships are not true partnerships and are not based in love. A parent will treat a child poorly and maybe abuse them through shame or criticism, physical or emotional neglect to manipulate the child's actions, behaviors, or beliefs and meet their own needs. The child is still to maintain the connection by being what the parents want them to be and put the parents' needs first at the expense of themselves, or they're labeled a problem. A partner will abuse or control their spouse who obeys and compromises themselves. If they stand up for their needs, they are deemed a terrible partner. A government or authority will dictate, mandate, and regulate. Citizens will follow in an attempt to do good and receive approval and validation from the state and society at large. And this is done at the expense of who they are and what they truly need. If citizens push back, they're labeled troublemakers, terrorists, conspiracy theorists, and aggravators. Unconditional love teaches us that true love is staying committed, connected, and putting the needs of another first, regardless of what they do or do not do to or for us. Conditional and unconditional love are polarized aspects of humanity's current definition of love. So many people seek this love in many areas of life, whether they realize it or not. Many relationships are based on abusive dynamics where to feel loved by an abuser, we must adjust who we are. We must allow ourselves to be abused to receive their love, affection, or approval. We can love, accept, allow, and move towards one another regardless of who they are and what they do. But until such point that their actions and behaviors impose and interfere negatively with our own wants and needs, at that point, we must love ourselves first, act in our best interests, and walk away if we have to. So let's talk about being in love. Being in love is to be attracted to and move towards another when they meet our needs and act in our best interests. So we feel attracted to another when they think about how we will feel in response to their actions and behaviors. We fall in love with someone who plans a picnic with our favorite foods or vacuums the floor because they know we hate doing it. We fall in love when our energetic frequencies are aligned and the actions and behaviors of both parties serve the needs and best interests of both. When your energetic frequency is aligned with the frequencies of who the other person is, their attitudes, beliefs, actions, and behavior, at this point you'll move, when you're aligned, you'll move towards one another and feel a connection and call it love. When any behaviors, actions, values, or beliefs of one party change and they're no longer acting in your best interests or helping you meet your needs, you're no longer aligned and you want to move away from one another. This is why people can fall in and out of love, especially if they grow, learn, and evolve at different speeds and their needs change over time. So people can be in love with another person when the behaviors, actions, and state of the relationship are negative, unhealthy, or destructive for one or usually both partners in the relationship. Both their needs are being met, even if those needs are not empowering or evolving either party. It's because they're subconscious, traumatic, and dysfunctional. They're a part of both people. For example, two alcoholics can be self-destructive, violent, and existing in a state of survival, but claim to be in love when in fact their low frequency energy is just aligned. They're both at a really low level and their needs are being met, but in a dysfunctional way. If one decides to sober up, their energy will shift and one will choose to move away while the other desperately kind of attempts to hold them back, to keep their energy aligned, to pull them down and meet their own needs. In an abusive relationship, the energetic frequencies of the abuser and a victim will be aligned until one chooses to change their beliefs, attitudes, and patterns of behavior, break the pattern, increase their energy, and then leave. So where does that leave us? What is love? Well, while many agree that love implies a strong feeling of affection, at its core, love is more a state of being and relating to one another. Love has nothing to do with who a person, being, or object is, or what they say, do, or think, and everything to do with our programming and how we respond to and react to them. So love ultimately is acting in the best interests and ensuring the needs of another are met. We must do this without interfering with their ability to do the same and regardless of how their views, attitudes, actions, or behaviors make you feel. Allow them to make the mistakes that they need to make rather than control them to be or do what you want them to be or do or what you think is right for them. Self-love then is acting in the best interests and ensuring the needs of yourself are met without interfering with others' ability to do the same and regardless of how your views, actions, attitudes, or behaviors make others feel. That's up to them to figure out. As long as you're not imposing on them, the way you give yourself self-love is no one else's business. To learn more about human needs, I've left the link in the description to the episode 7, Essential Human Needs That Must Be Met to Thrive. Love is a state of being that moves us towards one another, connection and wholeness, rather than away from one another towards separation and disconnection. Love is listening and acting in a way that helps another meet their real, true needs and best interests, not what you think their needs and best interests are, or what you want them to be or think they should be. Love is supporting and encouraging a child who wants to drop out of university to pursue a natural musical talent. It's helping them believe they can do it and finding a way to succeed and meet their needs and be the very best they can so they feel energized, inspired, excited, and alive, even when you disagree and would choose a different path. And especially if things do not work out. Love is choosing to walk away from an abusive or aggressive partner or relationship. It is not accepting actions and behavior that hurt and diminish you, do not meet your needs, and are not in your best interests, even if a separation hurts you both. So how do we live love and bring it into our lives? Well, love is seeing, accepting, and allowing another person, being, or thing to be who or what they truly are, and not who or what you want them to be or what they could be. Love is allowing another to choose their actions and behaviors and meet their true needs until the point where that interferes with the ability of another to do the same. Love is doing whatever you can to act in the best interests of another and help meet their needs, even if you cannot be the one to do so and you have to walk away for that to happen. Love is giving up someone or something when you do not have the resources or capability to meet their needs or act in their best interests. Love, real love, is not all sunshine, flowers, and bliss. Love can be hard. But real love comes from a place of connection, care, allowing, and whole. Everything you do, say, think, or be can be done with or without love. The choice is yours. If this got you thinking about love, then make sure you hit like and subscribe because I have a lot of other thoughts and contents to explore aspects of spirituality and reality in a really practical and common sense way. If you haven't already, make sure you check out the Soul Archetype Quiz. The link's in the description. And it just takes a few minutes to receive your major Soul Archetype report, which will help you begin to uncover the essence of who you really are. For now, that's everything for today. I hope you found it helpful. While you wait for the next episode, make sure you check out some of my other work here or at lizwatt.com. In the meantime, that's everything for today. Have a great day, and I will see you next time.